This is Pet Life Radio. Let's talk pets.
Welcome to Best Bets for Pets. I'm your show host, Michelle Fern. So, it's a fresh new year. I'm excited. And, you know, we always start the year with promises to ourselves to take care of ourselves better. And that usually lasts 2 weeks. But we also always promise to take care of our pets better. That seems to last a lot longer. So, what does that say? We're kinder to our pets than ourselves. You know, we priorities, right? All right. So, my guest today, we're going to talk about raw nutrition, which is very exciting and becoming more and more popular. So, stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Take a bite out of your competition. Advertise your business with an ad in Pet Life Radio podcasts and radio shows. There is no other pet-related media that is as large and reaches more pet parents and pet lovers than Pet Life Radio. With over 7 million monthly listeners, Pet Life Radio podcasts are available on all major podcast platforms. And our live radio stream goes out to over 250 million subscribers on iHeartRadio, Odyssey, TuneIn, and other streaming apps. For more information on how you can advertise on the number one pet podcast and radio network, visit PetLifeRadio.com/advertise today.
Let's Talk Pets on PetLifeRadio.com.
Welcome back, everyone. I'd like to welcome Ashlyn Lane. She is the Consumer Experience Manager of Vital Essentials. Welcome, Ashlyn.
Thank you so much. I'm so happy to be here.
I'm so happy to have you. So, even though we're recording this at the very end of 2025, this show will be out to all of our listeners in 2026. So, since we're starting a new year, many people, you know, reset their wellness habits. And I talked a little bit in the intro about, you know, thinking about updating our pets' health routines. What are your thoughts on that?
Yeah, so the holidays are a busy time for everybody, and most of us, even our pets, are going to get out of our normal rhythms. We've got holiday parties, we've got friends and family bringing all the treats by. Everybody knows how that goes. So while we kind of take the beginning of a new year to reset, think about our own, usually fitness and health and diet, it's a really, really easy pathway to just thinking about that for our pets as well. A lot of people, you know, are going to start a new fitness routine. It's really easy to bring your pets along, especially if you have dogs, super easy to add them into your walks and runs that you might be starting in the new year. And if you're already in that mindset of change, it's a great time to be taking a deeper look. If you're doing that for your own diet, to do that for your pets as well.
So when pet parents think about their dogs and cats' overall well-being, what are some early signs that indicate it might be time to rethink their diet? I'm going to answer my own question because one of the obvious is if they're overweight, because that's usually, you know, most pet parents can see that.
Right.
Would assume. But what are some other indications they could look for?
Yeah, weight is a great one. Some of the best indicators of whether a diet's working or not are digestive markers like stool quality and frequency. Those are things that we tend to pay a lot of attention to. And skin and coat health is another really, really obvious one. Especially if you're looking at your pet all the time, they're, you know, wanting attention, you're petting them, you're touching their hair and their skin, you're going to notice if they're having a lot of dandruff or excessive shedding or itching or a really dull coat. You'll also definitely notice if your pet is like constipated or they have very loose stool. So on either end of that spectrum, that's something that you're probably going to be able to notice super easily. How often they're going to the bathroom is another indicator. And so most pets are definitely going to let you know if they like their food too. And that's another really easy one that I think we overlook because it sounds so obvious sometimes, but we sometimes tend to forget that we want them to like the food too. And so if they're not enjoying something, they will probably let you know and you'll be able to see either a decrease in interest or a lack of interest from the beginning if you offer something that they're not super interested in. And so any of those might be signs that it's time to think about something new.
Okay, thanks. So let's talk about vital essentials. Let's talk about raw nutrition. And before we get into it and discussing what raw nutrition is, I just want to put out a message. I try to do this whenever I can. You know, plant-based has been a thing for two-legged people. Guys, it doesn't work for your pets. It's possible to have your dog on a plant-based diet, possible, but it is fatal for your cats. They are carnivores. So if you have an issue with it, then you go plant, not your cat and probably not your dog. Ashley, what are your thoughts on that?
So, I mean, you're absolutely right. Dogs can survive on a plant-based diet. They will not thrive on it. And cats cannot survive on a plant-based diet. So you're 100% correct. That's something that at Vital Essentials, we're super serious about. Our diets are literally entirely meat with a handful of supplements that make up less than 1% of the final formula. So we're very, very serious about providing them appropriate nutrition that's led by protein and something that is highly digestible and doesn't contain all of these unnecessary ingredients, and especially plant ingredients that they just are not super equipped to digest.
Okay. And I know that's a little, but while we're talking about nutrition, it's a little off topic, but I like to mention that on shows where it can relate because I've received so many emails about, you know, because vegan for two-legged people, it's a buzzword now. It's like a
right
thing. I'm somewhat, but I did the vegan thing when there wasn't a plant-based this and that all over the place. You had to get real creative.
Yes.
And I've adjusted some, but I don't do that for my pets. Their bodies are different. They have different needs. And people get, I think, hung up in the fat of the moment, so to speak.
Absolutely.
And then they want to, you know, put that on their pets, and people need to be educated on that as much as possible. Okay, let's talk about raw nutrition, which is something that has been pretty prevalent in the pet industry. Probably the last, I want to say it's been around the last 10 years, but the last 5 years has really taken off. So what exactly is raw nutrition and how is it different from traditional kibble or canned food?
So raw is exactly what it sounds like. It's not cooked. Cooking is pretty much always, not even pretty much, it is always going to be defined in the pet food industry as adding heat to something to alter the, especially protein structure, and alter the food in a way that the safe part of it is that it removes pathogens, but there are other ways to remove pathogens as well. You don't have to cook the food to have a safe food. And so the biggest drawback of cooking food is that it inherently causes nutrient losses. So we're looking not only at macronutrient losses, that's protein, fat, and carbs, but we're also looking at pretty significant micronutrient losses, that's vitamins and minerals. There's also multiple scientific studies that show that raw food is inherently more digestible than kibble or canned food. And what that means is that it's easier for our pets' bodies to break down into usable fuel, so usable nutrients that they can get energy from. They're going to be far better off with something that's less processed versus a cooked, highly processed diet like kibble or canned food.
Okay, thanks. What makes Vital Essentials special in the raw food market?
So I kind of touched on it earlier, but it's the fact that we don't use any plant material. Our diets are literally just meat. We use a high proportion of organ meats in our diets to meet the micronutrient needs, where a lot of other brands will use fruits, vegetables, and sometimes grains to add vitamins and minerals to their diet. Instead of that, we're using a larger amount of organ meat than what a lot of other brands would use. And we're getting our micronutrient content from those organ meats. We have decided to formulate this way because when you look at the differences in the digestive system of a dog and cat versus something like a cow, they're completely different digestive systems because they're designed to process completely different types of diets. So we have chosen to gear our diets with a lot of meat, handful of supplements to best meet their needs and be that fuel that they need to live a vital life.
Okay, thanks. You know, a lot of people have thought about raw food, but they're not quite sure. And there's a lot of misconceptions out there. What are some of the misconceptions you hear about with regards to raw feeding? And what are your suggestions to help pet parents get past these misconceptions?
Yeah, the biggest one I think that I hear is that it's difficult to feed raw, and that doesn't have to be true. So I think a lot of times people think about home prepared raw when they're thinking about, I need to buy raw chicken and then some raw organs, and then I'm going to have to add broccoli and strawberries and blueberries and all these things to make sure it's complete and balanced. With commercial raw food as a first step, that all that math is done for you. The formulation is already done. You know it's complete and balanced. And then taking it a step further, since we do have frozen diets, we also have freeze-dried diets as well. And freeze-dried is such a convenient way to feed raw food because it doesn't have to be refrigerated or frozen. It can be stored at room temperature. And it makes it just so much easier to navigate feeding raw because it takes all of those logistics out of the equation. It makes it easier to travel with, which is a big reason that a lot of people don't feed raw, since it can be, if you're using frozen or fresh raw, it can be very difficult to travel with because it has to be temperature controlled. Another big one is often people think that raw has to be all or nothing. And that's not true. You don't have to feed 100% raw to get benefits. There are some studies that show that benefits start at just 20% of your pet's diet. And so we believe that adding a little bit of raw is better than none. So anything that you can add to your current feeding routine to include a little bit of raw in there, even if that's just treats, that's beneficial and that's better than not having anything in the diet at all. We also make it super easy to feed partial raw and partial kibble or fresh food or whatever else you're feeding with our nutrition calculator. So on our website, you can access our nutrition calculator and you can tell it a little bit about your pets, a little bit about the diet you're currently feeding. And it's going to give you personalized recommendations based on how much raw food you want to include in your diet. So if you say you want to feed 50% vital essentials, you're going to tell it what else you're feeding right now. It's going to give you a new recommendation for how much to decrease the current food by, and then how much vital essentials to add to make that new feeding routine a complete no-brainer for you. We're going to do all the work for you and make it super, super easy for you to just improve your pet's diet by that little bit much more.
So how do you recommend pet parents assess whether their dog or cat is benefiting from the addition of raw nutrition?
So we recommend there's a couple different things they can look at. Body condition is a great one. With raw nutrition, you're usually going to see an increase in lean muscle mass. And so you'll see them bulk up in muscle a little bit, but they will still look very fit. They're not going to be overweight. That's a fantastic thing that you can look for. One of the biggest benefits that we see, and this is a longer term benefit, but we do tend to see very, very shiny, lustrous coat and reduced dandruff or no dandruff at all, reduced itching and reduced ear infections and things like that. And then again, the stool is a really big one too. The biggest report that we hear is that pet stools are firm without being too crumbly and they are a lot less frequent. And so what's normal for your own pet can vary based on, you know, quite a few things, but you will definitely notice a difference in all of those things, especially the longer you feed raw as well. Those things to continue to get better the longer you feed.
Okay, we're going to take a quick break and we'll be right back.
Real people, real stories.
Our little dog developed this lymph problem, but the chemotherapy lasted for 6 months, started developing more lymph nodes. So I thought I'd just try carnivore. The lymph nodes started to go down. Then I took him into the vet to have him checked out, and there was no signs at all inside.
My cat had issues that developed in his eye, and 3 months later, my veterinarian said, let's go ahead and remove the eye. I heard the carnivore on advertising. So I said, you know what? I'm going to order this product. They did the procedure. They did all the tests, and they said, I don't know what you did. This product saved his eye.
I've got a Labrador. He could hardly lift herself up off the floor. The treatment was chemotherapy. That's when I said, this could be the ticket. About 3 weeks, you could tell she was very alert. She was going on 5 mile walk. She is just like prime again.
Call 866-836-8735. That's 866-836-8735. Or visit carnivore.com. That's CARNIVORA.com.
Use promo code PETLIFE at checkout for 15% off your order at carnivora.com.
Let's talk pets.
Let's talk pets.
On Pet Life Radio.
Pet Life Radio.
PetLifeRadio.com.
Welcome back, everyone. We're talking to Ashlyn Lane about raw food, raw nutrition, and the great products at Vital Essentials. So Ashlyn, we were talking about before the break about how your fur babe can benefit from raw food and it doesn't have to be an all or nothing. What types of products does Vital Essentials have?
So we've got quite a range of things. We do have some treats and chews that tend to be really, really popular. Those are items that a lot of people might know us for. So things like our minnows, that's our number one seller. People love our minnows treats. They're super unique. We have our raw bar treats, which are really recognizable as well. So we have things like salmon skins, pig snouts, duck heads, duck necks, turkey necks, all sorts of kind of whole animal treats and chews. And then we also have our entrees. So we have frozen and freeze-dried entrees for dogs and cats. And those are available in a couple different formats. So for our frozen, we have just the frozen patties. On the freeze-dried side, we have three different formats. We have freeze-dried patties, freeze-dried crunchy nibs, and then freeze-dried soft nibs. So we have quite a few different options depending on pets' needs. And we really specialize in having a wide variety of protein options available, as well as some novel proteins.
Okay, thanks. I had a smile when you said entrees. Do you think we would have even used that word maybe 5 years ago, 2 years ago?
It has definitely become more popular.
Which entree would you like tonight? Would you like rabbit or would you like duck?
Right. It's so similar, right, to what we do in human food.
Hey, you know, we're getting better and better at being better pet parents, at extending the life of our fur babes. So we're just improving, at, you know, so it's all a good thing. Speaking of pet wellness and long-term health, how can a raw diet help a pet's diet reduce, say, maybe vet visits or extend their life or minimize any long-term health issues?
Yeah, this is super individual. Obviously, every pet's unique. Every dog or cat is individual and has their own needs and health challenges or health strengths. But in general, we often see pets that have unknown allergies or sensitivities really improving with the introduction of raw diets, and especially diets like Vital Essentials that are super simple and only meat. A lot of those pet parents are finding themselves in the vet's office every couple of weeks trying to mitigate an ear infection or excessive itching or other problems that they can't seem to find the root cause for. And so when they change to a simpler diet, like something like Vital Essentials, that's removing a lot of common allergens, and it often resolves those issues without them needing to do a lot of deep diving into what exactly, you know, what specific ingredient it was that might have been causing those problems. And at the end of the day, when you're finally solving the root cause of all of the individual symptoms you've been seeing, you're going to find yourself calling your vet less often because your pet's a lot happier and healthier as a result of that diet change.
And would you say that diet change is due to the protein quality that helps pets, like helps them with their energy, their mobility, helps their immune health as they age?
I think that's a huge part of it. Yes. Protein quality is essential to a healthy pet for sure. Dogs and cats are both carnivores by classification, so their needs are best met with a high meat protein forward diet. And that's in comparison to something like high plant protein diets. So diets that contain protein isolates like pea protein, potato protein, or corn gluten meal. Those are all really common plant proteins that you'll find in heavier plant-based kibbles or kibble that relies at least more heavily on plant protein than animal protein. And it's important that we meet those amino acid requirements. Amino acids are the building blocks of protein with the most appropriate source of amino acids. And so meat meets those amino acids perfectly. It provides the exact amino acid profile that dogs and cats need. And it's super easy for them to digest and they love it. It's super, super tasty for them. So all of those things kind of line up to put your pet in a better position for, again, their energy, their mobility. When their body is working the way it's supposed to, they usually feel better, which means they're able to do more with you and you can, you know, get more quality time with your pets.
Okay, thanks. If there was one specific condition that you could say, this is, and I know all pets are different, you know, cats and dogs are different, you know, at different ages, different breeds. So it's not, it's a generalization type of question for sure. But is there a specific condition like either allergies or digestive issues or dull coats or being lethargic that raw nutrition would really help the most?
I think the two issues that I see the most improvement in, especially in what I do, are body condition and skin and coat. Those are obviously very obvious too, so that it's something that pet parents can very easily notice. But skin and coat issues is where we see the most dramatic improvement. It's very, very easy to tell when your pet has gone from a poor coat condition, even if you maybe didn't realize that at the time. When you see that improvement and see how much better they've gotten, you can look back and see the massive difference. Again, it's something that's very, very noticeable because we are very hands-on with our pets usually. It's something you can actually feel with your hands. You can see it with your eyes. You can see it in photos. It's something other people often notice. And so that's a huge one. And then body condition, again, it's very visual. This is something that we can see super, super easily. Raw diets are super beneficial on both ends of the spectrum for body condition as well. So whether that's an overweight pet or a pet that's underweight and needs to put on mass, those are both areas where a raw diet can help them reach the correct condition, either by helping them lose weight and get to a leaner condition or put on muscle mass and get to a healthier spot.
Okay, that's great information. You know, as you know, raw food becomes more popular and more mainstream, and people realize, you know, it's portable, but easily portable in the freeze-dried form. How do you see raw nutrition shaping the future of pet wellness?
Yeah, we're already seeing pet parents seek out better foods and alternative nutrition options to make their pets' bowls better. And so because of that, I think we're going to continue to see the raw category just grow as a result. Pet parents are challenging the status quo every single day as they become more educated and invested in nutrition and wellness. And so a very natural next step is taking that leap into raw feeding, even if it's just for part of their pet's diets.
First of all, where can people find Vital Essentials?
So Vital Essentials is available through independent brick and mortar pet stores nationwide. So you can visit vitalessentials.com and click find a store to search by your city and state or your zip code. And we can help you find stores in your area that carry it. We also have products available on vitalessentials.com to order directly from us, or you can order on Chewy or Amazon.
Okay, great. So it's easy to find Vital Essentials. Can you give us some tips as to some new products maybe coming out later this year?
Yes, I am super excited. We do have a new formula that we're releasing that I can share about. We're excited to add a new soft nibs formula to our lineup for dogs. It's going to be quail, pheasant, and egg. It is a complete and balanced diet. It is a limited edition formula, so when it hits out there, I definitely recommend checking with your stores to see if they have it. I believe we may be offering it on our website as well, so if your local stores don't have it, you may be able to find it on our website. It's going to be a great fit for sensitive dogs who need novel proteins, and it's a very safe bet for dogs who are allergic to chicken, because egg is a unique protein structure. So dogs that are allergic to chicken are not automatically allergic to egg. So this should be a great option for adding some variety for those sensitive pets. Or if this is something that, you know, if you have a dog or even a cat that gets super bored easily, since these are novel proteins, these should be super, super attractive to those picky pets, as long as they are into poultry, you know. But since they are novel proteins, they should be super interesting as something new to introduce. They can absolutely be fed to cats as a treat or a topper, even though it's a dog entree. That doesn't mean cats can't have it at all. Cats can definitely have a small amount as long as their main diet is a cat food. But yeah, this is something that we're really, really excited about. And we are really hoping that everybody is going to be as excited about it as we are.
Well, I'm excited. And thank you for the treats. My cats love them.
Oh, I'm so glad. Good.
What is your dog's favorite?
So I have two dogs. My dogs, I will say one of them is a Labrador, so he will eat anything. So he's not the best judge of what he really, really loves. But my other dog is a senior and she is super picky. It's been really hard her entire life to figure out anything that she'll eat very consistently. She has yet to find a Vital Essentials product that she doesn't like. She will eat any of the Vital Essentials treats, entrees, or chews that I put in front of her. And that really is the truth.
That's great news.
It's so wonderful. And it's, you know, as she ages, it's nice to see her really enjoy the food and not just eat because she has to, you know. But I think her favorite is our lamb and whitefish soft nibs, very closely followed by the pork soft nibs. She is missing some teeth, so I do tend to stick to the soft nibs for her. And yeah, the lamb and whitefish and then the pork, I think, have been her favorites.
Oh, good to know. Well, I want to thank you so much for coming on Best Bets for Pets and telling us about Vital Essentials and the importance of raw food.
Thank you so much. Happy New Year.
I hope everyone enjoyed this show. You know, raw nutrition is becoming so important, and I love that Vital Essentials has a great assortment of product. I love that they have freeze-dried product. My cats love them. You know, Dennis is not picky. For the oldest cat, he's a senior, and he's like a senior. He's about 16. He's not that picky, and he loved everything. Miss Diva Molly's different story. But I didn't know what was her favorite. The minnows, for sure. But she loved everything. Charlotte is the strangest one. She's my misunderstood cat. You know, she operates in Charlotte world. And, you know, I love them all. But Charlotte was at first, you know, what is this? And had to sniff a little bit. And then she gobbled it up and actually came to find me and wanted more. And if you guys, you know, listen, and especially if you listen to my other show, Catitude, you'll know that Charlotte is my misunderstood odd cat, and I'm not her favorite. So I was buttering her up with the treats. Anyways, the Vital Essential treats and food are fabulous. I tried the freeze-dried, and my cats love them. So thank you, Molly, Charlotte, and Dennis. Thank you to my guest, Ashlyn Lane, for coming on Best Bets for Pets and telling us about Vital Essentials and raw nutrition. And of course, thank you so much to my listening audience for listening to Best Bets for Pets. We've been doing this 15 years. So thank you. Thank you. I don't even know how many shows, because in the beginning I did 2 shows per episode, so I know it has to be over 500. So a lot of wonderful products over the years. So thank you for listening. I so appreciate it. And of course, thank you to the magic of my producer. Thank you, Mark Winter, for all you do. You are so appreciated. Without his editing, our shows would not be as wonderful to listen to. I can guarantee you that. So thank you, Mark, for all you do. And hey, keep listening. You never know what we're going to have next on Best Bets for Pets.
Let's Talk Pets every week on demand, only on PetLifeRadio.com.